Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings once again from the North Pole. I'm L. Frank Murr reporting for SantaUpdate.com. Joining us now with a live report from out near the sleigh barn is Elf Mitch. Mitch, tell us what you see.
Thanks, Frank. Troops are deployed here in the frosty wonderland of the North Pole. As alarms are sounding, I have an incoming barrage of... Wait a minute. You can see it better now. There's a dying gust of wind. What's that I hear? It's cheering, Frank. And sleigh bells. And holy mother Rudolph, it's reindeer, Frank. Thousands and thousands of reindeer spotted clearly in the skies above the North Pole. They're back, Frank.
Mitch, is Santa anywhere around there?
I see him now, Frank. He's with Elf Victor. They are organizing the landing. Barn doors have swung wide open and handlers are preparing for a mass invasion of reindeer here at the North Pole. I suppose we'll see reindeer medical teams setting up tents to evaluate their condition. Others will bring in feed and yet other elves will deploy the feed that all was made in reindeer readiness so that Santa can launch on time some 18 hours from now.
This is an amazing turn of events, Mitch. For months and months, there has been nothing but constant worry about the reindeer. It appears those concerns are now completely gone, absolutely evaporated.
That's right, Frank. Get your pets into the sugar cookie pool right now.
From the North Pole, where it appears the tide has turned, we again repeat the reindeer have returned, and Christmas, for the moment, is saved. For SantaUpdate.com, on the Kringle Radio Network, I'm Elf Frank Murr reporting.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.